In an unexpected turn of events, Art in the Barn Gallery, known for its long-standing tradition against displaying abstract art, has made an exception for emerging artist Gwendolyn O'Connor, whose inspiring journey and unique talent have captivated the local art scene. Curator Jackie Austin, who has been in the art curation business for decades, made the announcement on August 23rd. "Since we opened Art in the Barn Gallery, we made a general decision not to display abstract art. Not because it isn't fun and fabulous, but mostly because there are many galleries that do showcase abstract art," Austin said in a news release. "But there is just something about Gwendolyn's talent." Born in 1994, O'Connor's path to becoming an artist was far from conventional. Initially drawn to creative writing and journalism, her plans were interrupted by a serious stroke at the age of 16. The setback led her to focus on rehabilitation and education, but also opened an unexpected door to the world of art. O'Connor's abstract work spans various mediums, including acrylic, gouache, watercolor, and pen and ink, applied to surfaces such as wood, paper, canvas, and metals. Her pieces are characterized by brilliant colors and unique contrasts of light and darkness. Adding another layer of complexity, O'Connor incorporates digital photography to enhance her painted images, often creating series that form complete compositions when viewed together. "It is always exciting to find a new emerging artist," Austin explained, "and we are delighted to showcase her work and introduce the images to our patrons." The curator has already selected several pieces for her personal collection and encourages art enthusiasts to visit the gallery to experience O'Connor's work firsthand. Art in the Barn Gallery, located at 4578 Hughes Road, has long prided itself on showcasing non-abstract art, setting itself apart from many other galleries in the area. Housed in a converted horse barn in a wooded area of Saanich, the gallery boasts 350 linear feet of wall display across two buildings. It typically features quality paintings and photography by local artists Jackie Austin and Gabriel Tashiro. The gallery, open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., is promoting this exhibition as an opportunity for local art lovers to own pieces created by a local artist. O'Connor's studio is located on the traditional lands of the WSANEC peoples, adding a layer of cultural significance to her work. For those interested in viewing Gwendolyn O'Connor's work or learning more about the exhibition, the gallery's website, https://www.artinthebarn.gallery/gwendolyn-o'connor/closing-, offers a virtual tour and additional information.